I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Covers by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Happy Saturday to all of you out there. It's Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. We got a jam-packed show for you today. It's another game day for BYU basketball as the Cougars get ready to take on the Pepperdine Waves tonight. 8 o'clock tip, 7 o'clock pregame here on your legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio. But before then, we're going to have Tyler Haas preview the game coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. And then later this hour, former BYU tight end Matt Bushman, who's pursuing a career in the NFL, he's going to be joining us as well. So bringing in Matt Biamonte here. Matt, it's going to be a loaded show as always here on the program.
Can't wait to talk to Matt Bushman. Can't wait to talk to Tyler Haas. And as always, with the NFL, Mitch, nearing its completion after this weekend, we'll know who's in the Super Bowl. We'll kind of talk about that well as there's some BYU presence still in the Final Four of the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. If you want to be part of this program with us, feel free to text us at the UCCU KSL text line 57500. Text BYU to 57500 and you can be part of the special BYU text group we have with KSL, and then also tweet at us at KSL Sports, Mitch underscore Harper, and Biamonte Matt. But we're going to start things off with some NFL draft buzz regarding Zach Wilson right here in the leadoff.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Yeah, one of the top NFL draft analysts, Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network, he's kind of their new Mike Mayock. Since Mayock went to the Raiders, became their GM in Las Vegas, Daniel Jeremiah stepped in as the draft guru for the NFL Network, and he released his first NFL mock draft of the 2021 season. And Matt, he's got Zach Wilson going number 2 to the New York Jets. You buying this? You like this move for potentially Zach Wilson to the Jets?
I'm buying that it's a possibility, Mitch. I hate the move, though. I know that the Jets have shaken up the coaching staff. They bring over Robert Saleh from the 49ers, and he hires their offensive coordinator, Mike LaFleur, to run the Jets' offense. And here's the thing. That sounds great, and it might work, but history shows, Mitch, that the Jets aren't a good franchise. And until they otherwise, that's not a place that I would want to go if I were Zach Wilson. I want to go somewhere where it's a little more established, that you feel like there's a good culture there that's going to help you overcome that. And look, Zach Wilson is ultra-talented, Mitch. He had an incredible season. I think he's going to be successful in the NFL, but there's been many a talented quarterback that have went to the Jets and have not panned out. And I just would rather see Zach go to a place, Atlanta, Miami. If someone can trade up, San Francisco would be great. Just a more stable franchise, because there's been so many good quarterbacks that have been drafted over the years that find themselves in a bad situation and it doesn't work out, and I don't want that to happen for Zach Wilson.
Yeah, you can go on KSLSports.com and read a roundup of some of the mock drafts with Zach Wilson. Again, Daniel Jeremiah from NFL.com has Zach going number 2 overall. Where do you think Zach should go? You can text us at 57500 on the UCCU KSL text line. I think that the Jets would honestly be a great spot for Zach because of that coaching staff. My only concern with the Jets, honestly, is the market. I think that that media is not like Salt Lake, where here in Salt Lake, I feel like we kind of play a little bit of softball at times. And especially at college athletes, I mean, they don't deserve to be going through the coals if they're doing things on the up and up. And Zach Wilson was a great guy at BYU. But in New York, it's going to be, if you have any sort of weakness, any sort of volatility, they are going to ride you to the end of the earth. And New York media, they run a lot of people out. And I think that's just a difficult climate to be in. That, to me, is why I would not like to see Zach go to the Jets. I think that coaching staff, though, with Saleh there, coming from San Francisco and getting LaFleur from that 49ers staff, I think that makes a ton of sense. And I think, honestly, Zach could go in and make the Jets better. I think Sam Darnold would be a player that they could stick with, and I think he's still a good player, but I think Zach Wilson can be a better quarterback than Sam Darnold in the NFL. I just think that that market, being in New York, those media members, that is just a difficult deal where it's 24/7 all the time. You are going to be under the spotlight more than pretty much any other market. It's the biggest media market in the country, right there with LA. So that, to me, is why I would not like to see the Jets. But I think with that new staff, I'm more on board with it than I was before when they had Adam Gase.
Mitch, a quarter of the league turns over their coaching staff every year. I like the hire. It's just history says that there's only going to be maybe one or two new coaching hires this year that pan out for longer than 3 years. And I'm not convinced it's the Jets. It might be, but the Jets have shown over the last 10, 20, 30 years, it's not a well-run franchise. And then if you look at the football players on the team, there's not a lot of talent. They traded their best player last year to Seattle. They've got the picks, which is great, but it's going to be hard in New York. And can Zach overcome that? I think he can, but as I mentioned previously, there's just a lot of great prospects that have come out in the league. They go to a bad spot with not a lot of talent, and it doesn't pan out. And then their career, they're working behind the eight ball to revive their career. And I don't want that to be the case for Zach, which is why I just hope the Jets take Justin Fields, and then let's see what happens with Zach Wilson. If it's Miami, that's an unbelievable fit. If it's Atlanta, they've got way better talent on the offensive side of the football than the Jets do. And then if he passes those couple teams, then you're looking at trade-up opportunities, and anyone who's trading up is a much better football team than the Jets. So under any circumstance, I do not want it to be the Jets. Anybody but the Jets is kind of where I stand for Zach Wilson in the upcoming NFL draft.
I just don't think there's been many great quarterbacks that have actually went to the Jets. I mean, they had Brett Favre that 1 year in 08. They had Chad Pennington, who was decent for a few years. Vinny Testaverde, and all those guys had success there. I mean, outside of that, though, it's been, Mark Sanchez, and he even had some success. He got them to the playoffs. Geno Smith, Fitzpatrick, Josh McCown, Bryce Petty, Sam Darnold. I mean, there hasn't been really many careers that have gone to die in New York. I mean, Frank Reich back in the day in the 90s, Boomer Esiason on his second leg in the late 90s. But honestly, I think that Zach can go in there and rewrite the narrative, because I think that it's a nice situation to have a clean slate where everyone, a new coaching staff, they're going to at least get, I think, at least 2 years, at least, where they're going to have support. And unless it becomes just a complete disaster, I think it probably 3 years is more realistic that they get to try to have success. I think that's a lot of time to prove yourself, and I think that could be a good situation. I just don't like the component of that New York media spot, because I just think that can ruin a guy. But honestly, I look at the list of starting quarterbacks that the Jets have had. They just had bad quarterbacks. Zach Wilson's better than a lot of those guys. I mean, Geno Smith, he was horrible.
Well, he's better than them now, but coming out,
Geno Smith was a second round prospect.
Sam Darnold, I think Sam Darnold was revered as a much better prospect
than
Zach
Wilson
when he came out. Whether it's true or not, that's just a fact, and that didn't work out in New York because he had a mess of a head coach and a disastrous front office, and now there's a new regime there. But there's no guarantee that the Jets are gonna change their fortune. I mean, if history is to tell us anything about the Jets, it's that it won't happen. Yeah. And so can he succeed in New York, Mitch? I think he can. I think he's got that kind of talent, and he has such a good presence with the media. I'm not too worried about that. I think he'll handle that well, and Jets fans will love him. It's just when you're talking about a guy who's coming to the league and there's a plenty of opportunities, I want him to go to a place where he can get plugged in. There's talent. I don't want Zach Wilson to have to bear the franchise immediately day one with not a lot of talent. That's hard to do for anybody.
Yeah.
And so if he can fall down to 4, 5, 6, he's still making a great living. It's incredible money. And then you have much better talent around you.
Yeah, Jacksonville's going to take Trevor Lawrence number one, even though Urban Meyer was like, maybe Zach Wilson, maybe Justin Fields. No, they're going to go Trevor Lawrence, and that's fine. Trevor Lawrence, I think, since he's been a high school prospect, has been viewed as a number one pick. I mean, he's like that. He's considered to be the next Andrew Luck. We'll see. I mean, I think that's going to be a fascinating dynamic in Jacksonville. The Jets clearly going to be probably in the market for a quarterback. It is interesting that that they still have Darnold and they could ride with him, but yet the thought is they're just going to move on because new coach, new offense coordinator, they want their own quarterback. So naturally, they're going to be in the market for a QB. Miami will be interesting at 3.
Yes.
Because they have Tua Tagovailoa, and they also have Fitzpatrick. But it seems like people are going sideways on Tua already after one season. And then there's also the possibility of maybe they're in the market for Deshaun Watson potentially. So there's a lot of factors there. Atlanta at 4, to me, seems like a sweet spot because of just the Matt Ryan component, but that's a new coaching staff as well. And then you got 5, Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. They're not going to go with a quarterback. 6, Philadelphia, new staff there. They still didn't even have a head coach yet. 7, Detroit, they got a new head coach. 8, Carolina, 9, Denver, 10, Dallas. A lot of interesting spots that
Dallas would be sweet, Mitch.
Oh, I would
Dallas
love.
Dallas would be sweet.
I would love Dallas because the thing is, you get Zach Wilson with some playmakers at receiver, give him a good offensive line, he will succeed. But if you have a terrible offensive line and you don't have enough weapons at the wide receiver spot, Zach Wilson will not live up to some of these lofty expectations that a lot of scouts and a lot of NFL draft analysts are putting near on his name right now. So, but yeah, Dallas would be sweet. I think Carolina would be interesting just because Matt Rhule, and I know our producer Dallin Graff would love that. They got a little bit of a lot of extensive experience with college offenses. Yep. I like that element because I think it could be an offense that can be a seamless transition for Zach Wilson. I mean, he's going to be someone that's going to work his tail off and he's going to be able to digest a playbook quick, but I think it would be nice to have maybe similar verbiage and vernacular into an NFL system coming from BYU. So a lot of interesting stuff. We'll continue this conversation about the NFL draft here with some other BYU players. Where's Dax Milne, Brady Christensen? Where are those guys going to go? And also hear from a top NFL draft analyst on Zach Wilson and where he could potentially go. This is Cougar Sports Saturday. It's always powered by KSLSports.com.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.